Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or fetters have I, no walls of a house mar my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead, and when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and dress for my bed.
Oh, get along, no more, you must be down.
Unexpected and unlooked-for exuberance, Curly.
Because I'm reformed. I made up my mind on the range today that I'm going to quit blowing up when Jack riles me with his slandering remarks.
Well, so you finally got it through that thick head of yourn that I've been trying to convince you of your dumbness.
Why, you short-off shotgun, there can't no one call me dumb and get away with it.
Oh, gents, it's easy to see Curly's reformed. Sweet music, Rennies, or Curly's liable to forget and break his relations.
Howdy. Hey, it's pleasant to ride in and see you all a-smiling. That's the way I like to see you.
Gosh, boss, we was just a-laughing to our boyfriend Curly. He's been a-painting here for the last 5 minutes with his tongue a-hanging out.
Oh, I suppose they've been a-pecking on our friend again. Curly, just don't let them get you down.
It'd take twice this outfit to get me down, boss. Oh, even then, they couldn't keep me down.
That's the spirit, Curly. And just for that, we'll make these cowpokes sing Oh Mona for us.
Come on, you prairie slickers. The boss wants us to moan a bit.
There's an old colored preacher sitting on the lawn.
Oh, Mona.
Had his finger on the trigger and his eye on the hog.
Oh, Mona.
The gun said boo and the hog said yip.
Oh, Mona.
And the preacher grabbed him with all his grip.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, my Mona,
you shall be free.
Oh, my Mona,
you shall be free. When the good Lord set you free.
Well, when I was going down the road.
Oh, Mona.
Had a tired team and a heavy load.
Oh, Mona.
I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung.
Oh, Mona.
And the hind horse busted the wagon tongue.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, my Mona,
you shall be free.
Oh, my Mona,
you shall be free. When the good Lord sets you free.
Yeah. Boss, you and music is about the only concert consolation I got on this here spread.
Oh, well, really? Can you beat that for gratitude, boss? And here I've been a regular mother to that boy.
Ah, grandmother, you mean.
Oh, wait a minute, Curly, and I'll sing a lullaby song for you that'll please your old granny. Curly, grab your foster mother around the waist and let's see if she's too old to dance a good old-fashioned square.
Now, come Curly, on. Don't you tickle.
Get out, you old snake rope. I'm more liable to bust your ribs. On with the dance.
That's the boy. To see you two bear hugging one another and trying to keep each other from stepping on your feet.
If you think that's funny, boss, you ought to see Dynamite, our colored cook, dancing with his lady. They're so afraid of stepping on each other's feet, they just stand still and roll their eyes.
Well, Dynamite knows if he clamps that size 16 plus on his gal's foot, her broad smile will turn to frowns. And Dynamite sure likes to keep that gal a smiling.
when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your crying. Be happy again, for when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
But when you're crying, You bring on the rain, so stop your crying. Be happy again, for when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Hey, boss, you've been a-sneaking out on us the last few nights when you thought we was all asleep. I hope you're not calling on a lady at that hour.
Oh, no, Jack. But I sure hate to miss the pretty pictures of these moonlight nights. You know, it's fun to sit on old Desert Chief on the high cliff and look off into space.
Yeah, I know, boss. And sort of let your mind wander.
Yeah, that's it, Jack. Something like this. Oh, vast blue ocean of the sky. What mighty secrets do you hold? Are you the feeding ground for doggy clouds and stray stars that ramble across your broad bosom? Are these glistening little specks placed there in other worlds unknown? Or just to light the way of weary travelers through this maze of bewilderment to a bigger and a brighter world in the far beyond? Do the voices of the weary ones crying in the wilderness go echoing through thy great empty chambers unheard? Or do they reach the power unseen, and by your changing tints and hues, reflect to us the answer of our whispered prayer? If this be true, then speed the day when we shall travel on to solve the mysteries of the past, and maybe live again.
Gee whiskers, boss, you keep on writing things like that and you'll be quitting the ranch business.
Not on your life, Curly. This is my source of supply. But I'll let you into a little secret. I won't let you boys go into town too often, because I'm afeard if I do, I won't be able to keep you on the range.
Sure is a hard job to keep them on the range when they get broke to the big city.
You said it, Jack.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Curly? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow, and who the deuce can parley through a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? Get, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song.
Just ain't anything like good friends. And we never can have too many. Won't you count us as your real friends and come again soon? So long.
Old horse, your hoofs beat.